This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and I hope you're having a fantastic day. I would love to take just one second before we dive in. I'm excited about this episode. I think it's going to be a good one. But I want to take a second to remind you, especially because we have a lot of new listeners lately, I want to take a second to remind you and all of us that the Primal Potential Podcast is, in my opinion, it's different from other podcasts out there because this isn't my podcast. It's your podcast. I'm the host, right? But it's your podcast. And the only way for us to make that work is for me to know, for you to tell me what you need, what you want, what is helpful to you, what kinds of topics help you the most, what haven't we covered yet that you want to hear more about, where are you struggling, what do you not understand, where do you feel like you need the most help, because when I know those things, I can give you what you need and help you make progress. So I want this to not just be interesting. I mean, yeah, I want it to be interesting. I want it to be incredibly high impact. So guys, feel free to comment on the show notes pages, to email me. There's also a contact form right on the homepage of primalpotential.com, because this show isn't about like what I want to tell you, what I want you to know. This show is about your transformation. This is an opportunity for you. So if you're struggling with something, if you're stuck, in order for me to help you, we have to have this relationship. This isn't just I talk and you listen. I want to listen as much as you listen, right? So I can know what you need, what helps you, what doesn't, and give you more of what you need, less of what you don't. I tell the folks in my Fat Loss Fast Track groups all the time, you got to lean in. You've got to communicate. This is a relationship. We're in this together. This isn't some set plan, you know, within the fast tracks. I don't just like create 12 weeks of emails and send them out, which I think a lot of people in the space do, and that's fine. But I want it to be a relationship. I adjust and I adapt those groups based on what people need. And this podcast is the same way. I want to adjust and adapt to where you are, to what you need, to what you don't need. And today we're going to be talking about non-scale victories, because I know for sure that lots of people get hung up and stuck on the scale, and it frustrates them, and so then they say, screw it, and a good day turns into a terrible day in the 3 seconds that it took for them to get naked and stand on the scale, right? So we're going to be talking about non-scale victories. You might have seen the acronym NSV, which stands for non-scale victory, and it refers to the ways you win beyond the scale, right? Maybe you didn't lose a pound, but maybe your pants are looser, or maybe your cholesterol went down, or maybe you navigated the airport without binging, right? One of the most valuable and I think underestimated things about non-scale victories, ready? You guys got to pay attention to this, because if you struggle with all or nothing thinking, non-scale victories are going to be huge for you because they help us overcome all or nothing thinking. You guys know that sort of like on again, off again. I'm either hardcore on the wagon or totally off the wagon. And it's exhausting. It's mentally draining and it slows our progress, right? Well, the all or nothing thinking happens because we are focused on what we're doing wrong. This all or nothing thinking screws us up when we're focused on a choice we made that either we didn't want to make or wasn't ideal, right? Because we had the handful of French fries at dinner, we might as well have ice cream for dessert because we blew it and we better just try for perfect tomorrow. Or because you didn't get in the workout that you had planned, you suck, you might as well skip it altogether and order pizza because you didn't adhere to your perfect plan. When you focus on non-scale victories, you begin to train yourself to see improvements and to see progress and to understand, most importantly, that progress is what drives your results, right? Progress is winning and perfection is not required. And this is an easy transition when we begin to look for and celebrate and measure non-scale victories, right? When you start noticing that you'd normally have 3 treats in the airport and you only got 1, you realize that's progress. Whereas most people will be like, oh, I had one treat in the airport, even if you normally had three and feel like you blew it, so you might as well keep on going, right? When you realize that, yeah, you do have high cholesterol, and yeah, your doctor wants it to come down, but it's not as high as it was, you win. You don't suck. You didn't blow it. You don't have to then go out and get, like, you know, French fries and a milkshake because you had a rough doctor's appointment. It was progress. It was improvement. We have to break ourselves out of this way of thinking that basically anything less than perfect, we've blown it, and we might as well start over tomorrow shooting for perfection. And I really believe that measuring non-scale victories is a fantastic and really one of the only ways to break free from this all-or-nothing thinking. These non-scale victories are everywhere. They're everywhere. And we typically don't pay attention to them because we're so busy measuring success based on that stupid piece of plastic on the floor of the bathroom. Before we talk about non-scale victories and which ones you should be monitoring most closely, I want to take a minute to talk about the stupid scale, right? Checking your weight. The short version of the story is this. It either works for you or it doesn't. If it's not working for you, stop doing it. For some people, it really works. It's motivating. It encourages them. It makes them accountable. But if it's not working for you, stop doing it. Good rule of thumb for life. Stop doing things that don't work. If you're not, people will say, well, no, it's how I stay accountable. Well, are you moving towards your goals? Because if you think you're doing it to stay accountable, but you're not making progress towards your goals, guess what? It doesn't work and you should stop doing it, right? So I want to talk about what it means when it doesn't work. What does the scale measure? Weight loss, right? And what do we talk about here that we're after? Fat loss. Those are not the same things. We are after fat loss. The number on the scale reflects back up at you, letting you know if you're losing fat mass, but it's also going to let you know if you're dehydrated. It's also going to let you know if you're retaining water. It's going to let you know if you're constipated or if you're gaining muscle or losing muscle. Yet we get on the scale and act like it is the holy grail reflection of pure fat loss, and it's not. So if you're like, well, I don't know if it's working for me or not, here's how you know that the scale is working for you. It's working for you if you're getting the results that you want by checking your weight. It's working for you if checking your weight encourages and motivates you in a positive way. Checking your weight is working for you if it doesn't impact you in a negative way emotionally, frustration, fear of failure. So if you're getting the results that you want, it encourages you to get on the scale and it doesn't impact you in an emotionally negative way, carry on, soldier. But if it's not working for you, you know that it's not working for you if you're gaining weight or you're not losing weight. If that's your goal and you're not moving towards it and you think that it's all about the scale and you can't break free from it, or you're getting emotionally caught up in that number, it's not working for you, stay off it. There are better ways to monitor your progress, namely waist and hip circumference. You can get a 99-cent tape measure at any craft store, and you can check your waist and your hip circumference, or pictures, right? Get in your underwear and a sports bra, or gentlemen, get in your shorts or your bathing suit, take a picture. Try on a pair of goal pants, or what we're gonna talk about today, measure non-scale victories. If you're gonna check your weight, first of all, if it doesn't work for you, stop. General rule of thumb in life, stop doing what doesn't work. But if it is working for you, I would encourage you to not do it more than once a week unless you're completely emotionally detached from it, because our weight can easily fluctuate several pounds up or down every single day based on water retention, bowel movements, that sort of thing. So it's not really an indicator of fat loss from a day-to-day basis. So let's talk about non-scale victories. This is something that I really love talking about. And within my fat loss fast track groups, it's so fun because the majority of the victories that people share, even when they're losing weight, the majority of the victories they share are non-scale victories, right? It's not that they're not losing weight, they are, but the non-scale victories happen so regularly once we pay attention to them, they're all around us. And probably like, gosh, early on in Primal Potential, so maybe like a year and a half ago, I wrote a blog about some of my most significant non-scale victories at the time, and they were related to a doctor's appointment that I had. And again, this was probably a year and a half ago or so, but my total cholesterol went from 236 to 160. My triglycerides went from 193 to 76. My HDL, which you want to be a higher number, went from 33, which is pretty low, to 66. My LDL cholesterol went from 141 to 84. My VLDL cholesterol went from 39 to 15. My vitamin D skyrocketed from 14.6 to 33.7. And my hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of your blood sugar stability over time, went from 5.4 to 4.9. So from an abnormal range to a normal range. And that had nothing to do with the number on the scale. That's an indicator of my health beyond my body weight. And those are some really powerful non-scale victories. They are all around us when we look for them. And what I want to spend our time today doing is going through some different categories of non-scale victories that I would love for you to begin to focus on. And you certainly don't have to focus on all of them, but the more of these wins that you look for, the more motivation you generate, the more momentum you create, because you're seeing all these wins and you really want to keep that momentum going. When we just look at the scale, it's easy to become deflated and defeated because it's just not going to be a daily indicator of fat loss, but there are non-scale victories every single day. So I'm going to break these into categories and tell you some different things that you can look to, monitor, measure, celebrate in each of these categories. And the ones that I just gave you would be in the category of like health markers, things like cholesterol, blood pressure, triglycerides, fasting blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C. And I know, because I used to be one of these people, I know so many people fear going to the doctor because they just don't want to know. They don't want to face it. They're embarrassed. But guys, I want you to see this as an awesome opportunity to establish your baseline, right? The numbers that I just shared with you back when my cholesterol was, 236, that wasn't even when I was at my heaviest. And I wish I had those numbers. I didn't want to go to the doctor. I was embarrassed. I didn't want to feel judged. I didn't want him to look down on me. But you know what? Now I have a non-scale victory to celebrate that I wouldn't have had if I didn't get that baseline, right? So I want you to see these things as a starting point. Don't fear the facts. They are what they are, whether you know them or not. But what they can do is be a means for you to celebrate wins beyond the scale. The second category of non-scale victories we can look at would be energy. This is a huge one. One of the things that I insist within my fat loss fast track journals is that people pay attention to their energy. And for myself, when I was over 300 pounds, I was tired all the time. I woke up tired. I wanted to go back to bed. I certainly wanted to take a nap throughout the day at any time, every day, no matter what I was doing. Some of my clients have actually been emailing me lately that now they have what they think is too much energy. They want to sleep more, but they're waking up so early. Their energy is so increased. They're waking up ready to tackle the day hours earlier than normal. So what you can do here is set a standard time of the day at which you rate your energy level. Like maybe right after you get out of the shower in the morning, after you've had a few minutes, to get moving, or maybe right after lunch in the afternoon or right before lunch. Just rate your energy on a scale of 1 to 5 or 1 to 10, whatever's easier for you, and do it every single day, paying attention as you improve your food choices and you eat more for fat loss or you cut out processed foods and sugar. Note how much your energy is improving. And you can take this same approach with things like hunger, mood, craving, sleep. These are incredible non-scale victories, but you won't be able to celebrate them. You won't be able to see how far you've come if you aren't paying attention. And not only does that rob you of the awesome feeling of accomplishment you get when you see these improvements, but these are also indicators that you're doing things right. Maybe you aren't seeing the numbers move on the scale yet, or maybe your clothes aren't fitting better, but when you start to see, gosh, I'm far less hungry, or I have way more energy, or I'm hardly having cravings anymore, I'm sleeping so much better, these let you know, hey, I'm on the right track. I might have some further adjustments to make, but these are non-scale victories, and they're letting me know that I'm getting healthier. And that is so powerful. Guys, the scale is just one indicator. Another area of non-scale victories, and this has so much to do with this all or nothing thing we're trying to really overcome, non-scale victories related to your choices. Maybe you've always had a soda in the middle of the afternoon, and you've gone the whole week without that afternoon soda. That's a big deal. Or maybe you've been drinking wine like 5 nights a week for years, and now you're only drinking wine 2 or 3 nights a week. That's huge. One of my most significant non-scale victories has been, and continues to be, how I handle travel. The choices I make when I'm in hotels or airports or other people's homes. These are major non-scale victories that indicate, whatever is happening on the scale, that our choices are improving and we're moving in the right direction. Maybe it's snacking, or boredom eating, or how you handle stress. There are so many degrees of improvement here, and obviously it goes without saying, I've said it already, you can't capture these if you aren't tracking, right? And you guys know that I've put together a totally free 31-day journal to help you track. You're gonna miss so many of these, and so I'm doing this tracking challenge, tracking every single day without exception, without excuses for the month of May. I've put together a free journal to help you do this for the month of May because you can't see these improvements if you aren't tracking. You can't necessarily remember how much you were snacking 3 weeks ago. So you miss out the opportunity to celebrate these non-scale victories. And you can get that journal by, if you're in the US, you can just text the word tracking to the number 33444, or you can go over to primalpotential.com and I will link to that journal over on the show notes page. So the single best way to capture these improvements in making different choices, reducing the frequency of your snacks or reducing your portion sizes or eating less at night, is by consistently tracking on the good days and especially the not so good days. Another area of non-scale victory that I really want you to pay attention to is mindset. And I would say that 90% of the victories we celebrate in the Fat Loss Fast Track are mindset related. Maybe it's how you've transitioned from having a lot of anxiety about the weekends or social events to really looking at the event from the perspective of, hey, I'm gonna practice. What represents an improvement to me? Or what can I do? What is in my control? Or maybe you hopped on the scale and the numbers weren't what you hoped, but instead of like going into this spiral of negativity, you snapped yourself out of it and said, hey, doesn't matter. I just got to do the work, right? This is just an objective measure. It doesn't change the facts and I've just got to do the work. Lots of people have non-scale victories related to stopping themselves after making a less than ideal choice instead of letting it spiral into a binge or a whole bad day, right? And avoiding that attitude of, oh, screw it, I blew it already, I'll start again tomorrow. All of these are non-scale victories, and when we focus on them, we accelerate our results because what we focus on, we feel. And when we feel accomplished, that is reflected in our choices. When we feel proud of our progress, we want our choices to continue that feeling of pride. But again, being able to recognize these improvements require that we're really monitoring them and being really mindful, and it's gonna be tough to see these if you aren't tracking. Another fun one, it's really fun for me to monitor non-scale victories in this way, is with fitness. And this does not require going to a gym. It doesn't require any bit of equipment. One of the things I do with my Fat Loss Fast Track members is we do a mile test. Walk a mile, jog a mile, run a mile, whatever. Do a mile as fast as you can. If that's a 30-minute walking mile, that's awesome. But then, as we go through our 12 weeks, we do it again, and we can see the improvement. Some people shave 4, 5, 6 minutes off their time. That's amazing. That's a non-scale victory, totally independent of what the scale says. And you can do this with anything. You can do it with push-ups. Maybe initially your goal is to do 1 push-up on your toes or 10 push-ups on your knees with great form. Establish a baseline and see where you can go from there. Or another thing you can do is do as many reps as possible of a particular movement in 60 seconds. So your baseline would be, how many push-ups can I do in 60 seconds? Or how many sit-ups? Or how many air squats? And then as you go, do it again and watch the improvements. obviously with lifting weights, this is a big way to celebrate non-scale victories in getting stronger or getting faster or being able to do movements now that you weren't able to do. So I really want you to pay attention to these non-scale victories because they're incredibly important. Any behavior at all. Watching less TV, that's a win. Creating a morning routine and consistently executing it. Improvements in your skin health or reductions in pain or less swelling, right? Less constipation. Noticing that you're owning your choices instead of constantly blaming your circumstances and making excuses. All of these things are non-scale victories, and I really, really want you to begin to measure and monitor these and celebrate the heck out of them. Because when we're focusing on what we're doing well, how we're improving in any arena, that builds momentum, it builds motivation. But what we naturally do by default is focus on everything that isn't going right. And then we create more of that because we're so focused on it, and that is not going to help us reach our goals. So I know we're already into the month of May, and that's okay, but whether it's after May 1st or not, like, it doesn't matter. I would love for you to take this free 31-day tracking challenge. I've created a 31-day journal for you. You don't have to count calories. You don't have to count macros. You can either go to the show notes page at primalpotential.com, or you can text the word tracking. If you're in the U.S., text the word tracking to the number 33444, and you can get those journals. All right, what I ate yesterday. This was another day when I was out of town. I was in New England for a wedding shower. I didn't know what the food situation would be at the shower. First part of the day was pretty normal. Coffee, I tried that instant bulletproof coffee mix from Bulletproof Executive. Hated it. Sorry, Dave Asprey. It just wasn't tasty. I did try it. I bought 2 boxes, not a fan, but had a sip and was like, no, So there was a hot breakfast bar down in the hotel. I got a couple of pieces of bacon and a spoonful of scrambled eggs. Several hours later, there was a brunch for the shower. I got an omelet with peppers and tomatoes and a salad. I skipped the dessert. I skipped the alcohol. I skipped the potatoes and the sandwiches and all that kind of stuff. And then had a late dinner that night with some family out for Mexican food. I got chicken fajitas, and I asked them to please hold the rice, the beans, and the tortillas. So I had salsa and guacamole and sour cream and chicken and veggies, and it was absolutely delicious. So I really can't wait to hear some of your non-scale victories, and I'll continue to share some of mine as we go along together. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.